Support for this show comes from Art Beats and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art Beats and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual past while also revealing their distinct roles within Art Beats and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art Beats and Lyrics now on Hulu. Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
More than 2,000 years ago, an Italian soothsayer told Julius Caesar that he'd encountered a bull without a heart, a very bad omen. The soothsayer told Caesar to be careful for the next 30 days. Less than a month later, on March 15th, 44 BC, Caesar walked into a meeting to find as many as 60 Roman senators with daggers. They made a perimeter around him and stabbed him 23 times. In the middle of Rome, exactly where we were standing a couple of months ago.
Over on this corner.
I don't remember many lines from Shakespeare's plays. I don't remember many lines from most plays. But I do know this one. Et tu, Brute? You too, Brutus? That's what Shakespeare imagined Caesar saying to his friend Brutus, the last of the senators to stab him. Caesar had declared himself dictator of Rome for life, and senators were now worried he would implement a totalitarian state, do away with the Republic. So they did what they felt they needed to do. They killed a dictator. There's a small white stone that still stands on the exact spot where Caesar was said to fall, here in the middle of Rome, in the center of it all. And there we were, looking at it. And the two cats that were sitting directly on top of it.
And Julius Caesar, he hated cats.
Something we kept hearing is that dictators hate cats.
Because cats are free spirits.
Alexander the Great, Genghis Khan, and Napoleon were said to have hated cats. Mussolini hated cats. He once said the things he hated most in life were Hitler, money, cats, and old age. Mussolini had the site of Caesar's death dug up in 1929 in order to visibly connect his dictatorship to the great Roman Empire. And as soon as the ancient temple ruins were exposed, cats moved in. Generations of them have taken over, sometimes as many as 200 at a time. There were 130 on the day we were there, including one named Brutus. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love. When you get to the old ruins, you have to look down to see them. They're below street level. There are foundations of old buildings with grass growing up around them, a maze of walkways, columns on their sides, and of course, the cats. Lots of cats. And there's a little staircase in one corner. And when you go down the stairs and duck into a little cave-like room, you'll find an 80-year-old former opera singer.
My name is Silvia Viviani.
She kept telling me to be careful because the ceilings were so low. She spends a lot of time here, in a little room underground, next to the ruins. Silvia is the caretaker for the cats.
You are very tall, don't you?
She thought I would hit my head, which, of course, I eventually did. A tram runs above the street, and you'll hear it here from time to time.
Sit down, please.
And where are we actually?
Oh, look, what's the name? Do you know, does this cat have a name?
Yes, she is Ivanka.
Is she one of your favorites?
Yes.
After 30 years working as an opera singer, she retired. She was 53. The day she signed her retirement papers, she went for a walk and made her way here, as she often did, to watch the cats on the ruins. That day, she noticed a very elegant woman down in there with the cats, and she doesn't know what compelled her to do this. But she decided to go speak to her.
It was a lady named Franca Stoppi. She was an actress, but she was very, very distressed because nobody helped her, and she had to buy all the food, and she had spayed and neutered more than 100 cats who lived there. And so, together with another friend, Leah de Quell, we decided to help her.
Franca and Leah and Sylvia devoted more and more of their time to these cats. Before them, they were cared for by the famous Italian actress Anna Magnani. She lived nearby and would come at night, sometimes disguised, with pots of homemade pasta for them. And before that, the Italian actor Anthony Carosta cared for them.
He came here and brought food to the cats. And he said that he would have, that he would like to die with his cats. And they say, but I am just telling you what I heard, that he died here from stroke with his cats.
Sylvia says there's something going on with cats and artists.
According to me, they are the most artistic thing, the most artistic thing Gal created. He is the greatest artist. And cats are his chef d'oeuvre.
What is it about cats? Why do you think that's a big statement to say that God's greatest creation, most artistic creation, is a cat? What is it about a cat that you find to be so artistic, so creative?
They are so beautiful, so proportioned. Can I say this? They have these big eyes. They are the animals who have bigger eyes in proportion with their other features.
Take your time.
The when cats
Purr.
Oh, if you think about purring, it's marvelous. The purring of a cat caresses you. And they say that it's also beneficial for blood pressure. Yes.
No people can go into the ruins. There's a fence protecting what they call the sacred area. But the cats come and go as they please. And if they want to visit Sylvia, they know where she is, in her little office underground, right next door. Today, there's electricity and lights and running water. But in those early days, Sylvia says this was a much harder place to be.
There was no light. It was all open. It was a dark cave, dark and very
damp.
And it was not at all agreeable. Besides the cats, there were lots of cockroaches, which I have always hated, but for the love of the cats.
Sylvia and Leah and Franca pooled their money to buy cat food. They wanted to make it nicer, but they didn't know how. A British visitor told them that they should ask tourists for money, that in England, even duchesses ask the public directly for money for good causes. And so they got all dressed up and tried it out.
One Sunday, we're very elegant with high heels and our jewels as duchesses. We went outside and we began trembling to stop people. Please, can you do something for the cats here? Somebody laughed. Somebody stopped and gave us something. Somebody told us, what else can I do for the cats? Okay, you can come and help us. And we see the good of life and people. I can say, I can affirm that there are good people in this world.
That first day, in about an hour, they made enough money to buy food and to have many more cats spayed and neutered. They had enough money to get medicine for sick cats.
It's astonishing to think how things developed almost by themselves.
Sylvia said the work should have been exhausting, but it wasn't, because she likes spending time with Leah. She describes her as happy, warm, wise. Leah often said that the presence of the cats was what made the monuments interesting.
She had no son. I have no children. I was never married. And she had nobody. She had no relatives.
Don't want to roll over a cat. She had no relatives, and so it was a perfect time for you to meet each other.
Yeah. You can say so. It was the perfect time because we completed, we were very different, but we completed very well. We adapted very well. We fit well.
They worked together every day and then spoke on the phone every night at 10 p.m. before bed. This went on for 20 years. And then Leah died of cancer in 2013. On her tombstone, it says, "Let cats come and play." Today, Sylvia works here without her friend. But she has plenty of help. There are a lot of volunteers. People all over the world send money for the cats. Locals and tourists come every day just to look at the cats. One visitor was so moved that she wrote a book. It contains multi-page biographies of each cat. For example, Frisbee likes chicken parties. Sylvia's favorite cat, Ivanka, quote, wants to love so much, but she doesn't know how to control her feelings. It's become a much more formal operation, with an official name, the Torre Argentina Cat Sanctuary.
What is a gatara?
A gatara is, according to the collective fantasy, the lady who takes care of cats. Usually they depict them as an old lady, almost a witch, who goes around with fish in her pockets and stinks and is crazy, a crazy lady, gatara. Now, gatara is very often a young lady who has her car, which is always full of canned food. The first thing she wants to do is spay and neuter.
Are you a gatara?
Yes, I am, because I come here, but the gatara, according to the cliché, is the lady who goes in the street to distribute food in the corners and so on. Now, then I am here as a clerk, you know.
What is it that makes you keep coming here?
Now you see, this is keeping me alive. I could stay on my sofa listening to operas for 20 hours a day, but I think that being here, I have friendship, maybe love, because I think that all these people love me and care about me. As long as I can come here, I will come here.
In 2012, archaeologists spoke up, complaining that the cats had been allowed to take over. A culture ministry archaeologist said, "The cat ladies are occupying one of the most important sites, and that's incompatible with the preservation of the monument. They wanted the cats gone." Sylvia said, "If they want war, we'll give them war." She invited supporters from all over the world to send letters and emails and to sign an online petition.
And they were flooded with 30,000 emails. They asked us, please tell them to stop because our computers are... And so now they know that I am a Roman, I am an Italian, I adore every single stone of this town, of course. But with all the thing they have to excavate in Rome, it's something that they can do without.
Rome's mayor tweeted that he was on the side of the cats of Rome. Anyone who touches them will be in trouble. And the archaeologists backed off for now. Support for This Is Love comes from Shopify. If you've ever had a dream of starting your own business, Shopify can be a great place to start. Shopify is an online platform that lets you sell things online and in person and makes it incredibly easy to accept all kinds of different payment methods, figure out how to charge taxes, how to charge shipping, and get detailed top-down views on how your sales are going. Some of your favorite brands already rely on Shopify to power their online shops, like Rothy's, Brooklinen, and Allbirds. But you don't need to be well-established to use Shopify. They'll help you at every stage of your business and have tools to help people who are just starting out, like their AI-powered tool, Shopify Magic, or their built-in marketing tools that can help you create and analyze campaigns. Shopify grows with your business, no matter how far or big you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/thisislove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/thisislove now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/thisislove. Support for This Is Love comes from Quince. Lately, I've been less interested in having a lot of clothes and more interested in having fewer things that are well-made and will last me a long time. Quince offers well-made clothing like corduroy pants, 100% organic cotton fisherman crew sweaters, and really beautiful cashmere at a more reasonable price. Quince's items cost 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories and, according to Quince, only work with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. One of the things I got was a denim button-down shirt that has hundreds of great reviews. It comes in denim and chambray, feels very soft, and looks great. I also ordered their best-selling cashmere trouser sock in a few colors and even gave a pair to my mother. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/thisislove for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/thisislove to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/thisislove.
This is Antonietta. Poor Antonietta is the oldest and she suffers from severe kidney problems.
This is Monica Borowski. She's been volunteering at the sanctuary for 20 years.
This is Giotto. Giotto also is partially blind and old. This is Grumpy. He's old, partially blind. Brutus, another blind cat. And this is the oldest one, Raffaella. Raffaella spent all her life in the ruins. But now we keep her here because she's very old. She couldn't survive outside.
Lampadina wants to go out. No, Lampadina.
Lampadina is totally blind, but she doesn't know. So she always wants to go outside.
Another cat was sleeping behind Sylvia's computer monitor.
Sorry.
He's an intruder.
Two others circled my feet the entire time. Ivanka kept trying to get inside my bag. Sorry. I tried to keep it together, but they were everywhere, and I couldn't take it anymore. I had to admit to Sylvia that I don't like cats.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
I can't see when their claws. I'm terrified of cats.
Supernatural, you mean?
But I think cats know it because they always try to come near me.
I don't know. I am sorry because you deprive yourself of a great joy. Because they can give you peace, joy, love, and aesthetic joy also to see them in every attitude. They are always beautiful, always like ballerinas, you know.
Look.
She loves cats. Lauren loves cats.
Because
she's not a dictator. Because she's not Napoleon. When the interview was done, we asked for a tour. I was so thrilled to be getting away from Ivanka, I was basically running. And that's when I hit my head on the low arch ceiling.
Oh, my head.
Then, I had to go into the infirmary, where they keep the sick cats.
My head. With pills, injections, or so on.
This is a Pioppo. Pioppo has three legs. In these cages, usually we keep the youngest cats, but at the moment we don't have young cats. But in a short period, we will have
kittens.
I have a weak spot, can I say so, a soft spot for kittens. I spend hours looking YouTube programs of kittens.
So you leave the sanctuary, which has 130 cats, and then you go home and watch YouTube videos of kittens.
Yeah, I do other things. I read books.
But it's a
I
lot of...
I'm interested in many other things, but they are my love. They have given me a reason for life.
A few years before Caesar's death, he went to Egypt, where he met Cleopatra, arguably one of the greatest cat lovers there ever was. They had an affair, or a great love, or something. She followed him back to Rome with her cats, and was there in the city when he died. Sylvia sometimes wonders if, when a new cat arrives at the ruins, it might be Cleopatra coming to say hi. This Is Love is created by Lauren Spohr and me. Nadia Wilson is our senior producer. Audio mix by Michael Raphael and Rob Byers. Special thanks to Erica Lance.
You're holding it together.
This is the hardest interview I've ever done in my life.
It's harder than the Body Farm?
This is 1,000 times harder than the Body Farm.
This is the hardest interview I've ever done in my life.
Julian Alexander makes original illustrations for each episode of This Is Love. You can see them at thisislovepodcast.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at This Is Love Show.
Oh, I mean, I don't even want to go back in. I think I'm going to give you the microphone. I don't. Because they know if you don't like them, they come near you if they know you don't like. It's like you're trying to convince you. They're trying to change your mind.
See? This Is Love is recorded in the studios of North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. We're a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collection of the best podcasts around. I'm Phoebe Judge, and this is Love.
I think this is the hardest hour I've ever lived in my life, microphone or not.
Radiotopia.
Support for this show comes from Art, Beats, and Lyrics, a new documentary from Vox Creative along with Jack Daniel's Tennessee Honey and Colt Creative. Directed by Bill Horace, Art, Beats, and Lyrics showcases how a humble art show has grown into a cultural phenomenon. The film unveils the origin stories of the event's founder, Jabari Graham, and its curator, Dwayne W. Wright, exploring how Atlanta has shaped their individual paths while also revealing their distinct roles within Art, Beats, and Lyrics. The documentary follows Jabari W. and several of this year's feature artists as they gear up for ABNL's 20th anniversary tour, captivating thousands of fans at each and every show. Stream Art, Beats, and Lyrics now on Hulu.
Please drink responsibly. Whiskey Specialty, 35% alcohol by volume, Jack Daniel's Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee. Jack Daniel's and Tennessee Honey are registered trademarks. 2024 Jack Daniel's, all rights reserved.